this day back in 1974. We just had a 1974. Yes. Andy Kim on the singles chart. But on the albums chart, on the Billboard albums chart, Bad Company hit number one there with their self-titled debut album. Paul Rodgers and Simon Kirk from Free, Mick Ralphs from Mop the Hoople, Boz Burrell from King Crimson all come together for somewhat of a super group, Bad Company. And this first album, my dad had it on 8-track. It was a bright pink 8-track, if I recall correctly, on Swan Song, the Led Zeppelin record label. Can't Get Enough is what we hear from the first album, which also features the trifecta, the band name, the song name, and the album name the same. The song Bad Company by the band Bad Company on the album Bad Company that appears on that album. Number one of this day back in 1974 was Bad Company. Scott Bertram with Steve. Well, not with Steve. In for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Check him out at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. I'm at Scott Bertram on Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Coming up next hour, Dan McLaughlin, National Review. Christopher Scalia, the son of Justice Antonin Scalia. A new book on his father's writings and, of course, some Supreme Court reaction from him as well. This is a brief segment, and it's good because I have a brief feature here, which is Democrats making sense. It's a very brief feature. But there are two sound bites from the weekend under which I'd put it in the category of Democrats making sense. CNN, Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, who often breaks from Democrats on votes and has voted for the two Trump nominees for the Supreme Court, he has said he's willing to entertain and might vote for Amy Coney Barrett, but does not want this vote to happen before Election Day. If it does, he's probably a no. But Joe Manchin over the weekend on CNN asked by Jake Tapper about this idea being pushed by some on the left about court packing and then filling, you know, expanding the court, then filling it with liberal justices if they win the White House and the Senate in November. And Joe Manchin asked about this idea of court packing by Jake Tapper. Joe Manchin, cut one.
Jake, the thing about the Senate is so much different. Our intentions and how the Senate came about with our founding fathers was supposed to be the cooling sauce, if you will, the saucer that cooled off the hot tea. We were supposed to work in a bipartisan, and we've done that. We've set basically over the course of history how the Senate basically would be the most deliberate body, looking and thinking and bringing people together, letting things calm down, mm-hmm. so we could have sensible, reasonable decisions. Now, with that, I'm not going to vote for anything that would cause basically not to be able to work in a bipartisan way.
So you would vote against that?
I was against in 2015. That is not something that I would support. I can't support that. The whole premise of this Senate and this democracy, the experiment of ours, is some just certain decency and social order that basically has been expected from us, and especially from the Senate, from the beginning of our government. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to say, oh, you don't have to talk anymore. You just have to have 51 votes and forget about the minority. Well, the minority has always played an important part in the Senate's proceedings.
Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia. Democrats making sense. Confusing. Speaking of confusing, Democrats making sense, Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois. I lived in Illinois for much of my life, as frequent Steve Gruber Show audience members will know. And Dick Durbin, senator there for a long, long time, still is. Dick Durbin's a liberal's liberal, and he doesn't have to worry about re-election like Joe Manchin does because he's from Illinois. He can serve as long as he wants. Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos is the host, and asking Dick Durbin about the Hillary Clinton comment that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. And George Stephanopoulos asking Dick Durbin, do you agree with Hillary Clinton? Here's Dick Durbin, cut one.
No, I don't. I disagree with Hillary Clinton. I respect her, I like her, but I think she's just flat out wrong. The election itself is going to be announced. The winner will be announced at some point. It'll take longer with all the paper ballots that are being cast. But at some point, I hope my choice, Joe Biden, is elected president. But if we are going to maintain a democracy, peaceful transition through an election is the only way to do it. Just look at the streets of Belarus today if you want to see the alternative. We don't need that in America. Whoever the winner is, if it is clear and legal, that should be announced, and the other party should concede.
Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week. Democrats making sense. Yeah, Hillary's wrong. Don't concede under any circumstances. I don't think so. So that's weird. It's an oddity. It's a weirdness. I got, 90 seconds here. Let me just talk briefly about the story in the New York Times about the president's tax returns, alleged tax returns. Look, I am not a tax expert. I also have been a longtime skeptic of what it means to release taxes. I know that I have not, you don't know me on the air 10 years ago, but I can tell you 10 years ago, at least, I was saying the same thing, which is I don't get the obsession with the tax releases for virtually any candidate. Release the tax returns. I don't know the total value you get from that. But having read a bit of the story and looked a bit, I mean, there's no allegations of illegality. There's allegations that he did what virtually any other person in the country would do, which is reducing his tax burden to the lowest legally possible amount. If anything, a look inside his alleged taxes like this is a great argument for essentially total tax reform in the country, whether that's a flat tax or what it looks like. But when the tax code is so complicated, you can hire people to, again, get your tax burden to the lowest possible amount. Why would we hold people in contempt for doing so? You'd do it. I'd do it. Anyone would do it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.